Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Friday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Jude and in verse number 24 and today verse 25. The Bible declares, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory." And the scripture goes on to say, "To the only wise God, our Savior." And today we're looking at this final thought here in verse 25. "Unto the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty." The days of this week, we've been talking about the phrase, "Now unto him." Ephesians 3:20, we've dealt with for the past couple of weeks, is our share-a-thon verse. Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do." And of course, it goes on to say, "Exceeding abundantly above." But Jude said, "Now unto him that is able to keep," and specifically, "to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless in the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." That's hard to imagine. Then he goes on to give us a word about God's omniscience when he says, "To the only wise God, our Savior." Of course, the Lord knew us, the Lord knows us, and I'm not talking about some type of excusing our sin or our shortcomings. But I'm glad that the Lord did know us, and that I'm glad that there was blood on the cross of Calvary shed for all sin, all of our sin. And I'm glad that that's a truth that we can count on. But the Bible goes on here to say, "Unto the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty." I want to throw another big word on you today. Just as we talked about omniscience yesterday, meaning all-knowing. Today I want to look at a word, or call it omnificence. Now you're familiar with the term magnificent. And magnificent is a term that comes from magnitude, something that it has extreme or great. If you've familiar with the Latin phrase, someone graduates magna cum laude. The highest degree. Well, may I say there is a term above that, but it is not available. You can use the term magnificent about earthly things, but there's a term you cannot use, and that is omnificent. And omnificent meaning all glory, all greatness. Complete, only the amount that God could possess. And may I say that we do have an omnificent Savior. We do serve an omnificent God. And you say, why do you say that, preacher? Because of the previous verses, what we've been studying all week. "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." Wow. What a God. What a Savior. What a salvation. And then the Holy Spirit began to just burst out with bragging on him to the fact that God would do that, would take and reserve a place in heaven for a fallen man who is redeemed through his blood. And the Holy Spirit, through the pen of Jude, says, "To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory. Be glory." Thank God we talked about that omnificence, that magnificence, and beyond that, a godly magnificence. "Unto him be glory." And, his eternal glory is going to be revealed. And it's going to be revealed in you and I. That's the amazing thing. But the scripture says, "Be glory and majesty." There's eternal glory here in this verse, but there's also eternal greatness, majesty. Be glory and majesty. But not just any glory, an unbelievable glory and an unbelievable majesty. Father, thank you for the truths of this verse, and I pray that you'd help us to live our lives in a way that would please you. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.